Adventure 36, entering the main city tower. Milo is sleeping inside a coffin of stone when suddenly he returns to flesh. He slowly realizes that one blast shield window is smashed and that something just whisked out the window. Milo decides to climb down the side of the observation tower and call the others. The party answers him and tells them that they are at the base of the center tower, the largest tower of the city. As Milo makes his way to the tower, he sees Jelly scaling the plateau with a rope. Milo helps Jelly and Jelly explains that he has been tracking the group through Calm Chatter. Milo and Jelly arrive just in time to see a giant land shark get tossed out the side of the tower right towards the party. Goroth and the group dodge away just before the bullet lands. Goroth then charms the beast. The robots that tossed the creature out quickly close the large hangar. Alejandra resets the locking mechanism and the group makes their way to the main tower and enters it. The lights are fading and flickering everywhere and the air is stagnant but metallic. The group encounters multiple police robots but mostly ignores them. The group enters a network of labs and finds an android working on some sort of cure. They inform the android that the people she was trying to cure are long since dead. The group finds a hollow library and can't really understand much about the info stored on the digital cubes. After a while, they do figure out where the captain's quarters and armory is. The group attempts to break into the armory but fail. The party heads to find the commander's quarters, encounter some vegetable people but Orendel slices through them with his jinsu blade before anyone else can do a thing. After breaking into the commander's quarters, Milo uses the computer terminal there to access the Tower A. After establishing some respect by the A, it reveals some info. Information revealed. The A cannot place the constellations it observes. No extrapolation can be made, except that it is somehow in the past, however unlikely. According to the A calculations, over 190,000 years have passed since the stars' positions. The A has trouble with accepting the results of this calculation. The A figures it is on a mythical planet Thonia. Its databanks only suggest that Thonia was the starting location of a great menace which over hundreds of years wiped out inhabitants of three sectors of the Dragon Empire. Thonia is located just outside the Rimwood Barrens. The data suggests that some unnamed beholder from Thonia, of course this is a direct conflict of data that states that no hostile life lived on Thonia, united all beholder breeds and kin to form a united frontal assault on the Dragon Empire. The Dragon Empire took many years to defeat the beholder regime. The beholders introduced technology vastly superior to that currently held in the Dragon Empire. The Aiders know that the ship was transporting a group of beholders.